So apparently the streets of Ireland were empty last night because everyone was indoors watching the World Cup final between Argentina and Deutschland. Darren Maloney, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, but how are you more to the point? Because it was Bill's last day at the office last night. Were you there?
No, I wasn't. I was actually in Castlebar. I was doing the Connacht football final. So you'll have to excuse me. My voice is a little tender. It wasn't from singing and stuff like that last night. It was from shouting at the match. So,
okay. Because they were clearing out bottles there and putting name in Dunfine taxi at about 7:30 this morning as I was passing by. So I'm joking about the last bit. But
I know you were. I know. I didn't get back. I didn't get back, unfortunately. We were in Castlebar for the day, and actually I kind of, it was late enough when I got back last night. I wanted to stay and see the game. So
of course you did. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
The game then, let's get down to business. Super Mario, the headline in most papers this Monday morning.
Yeah, look, really, I suppose, sad that the thing is over. It's been such a big part of our lives for the last 31 days or whatever it is, and you know, having sort of put so much into covering the thing, but what a way to win it, and what a fantastic goal. And you know, I thought it was going to go to penalties, which, you know, I suppose, look, as the neutrals, I suppose you kind of get a kick out of the drama of penalties, but there's part of me that kind of hates it, and particularly for a World Cup final to have to, you know, because you're going to have somebody who misses a penalty, you're going to have somebody who scores it, and there's a hero and a villain.
Yeah.
You know, to do that in a World Cup final, I always remember Roberto Baggio in 1994 for Italy, and he...
He sent the ball back to Italy, didn't he?
He kind of did, but, you know, he was a fantastic player, and, you know, even now, all these years later, it's one of the things that you remember. You're kind of going, oh, God, he missed his penalty. So, look, we got a winner. We got a worthy winner. You know, I suppose, again, there's always sympathy for the loser. I only found this out on Friday, would you believe? I had Germany in our office sweep to win the World Cup.
Oh, you must be joking. I thought you didn't know who you had.
No, I didn't. I kind of forgot. We kind of entered a lot of these things, and there were several competing sweeps running in our office,
I see.
Ryan, and it was all this kind of thing, and I just kind of entered this one, and somebody said, oh, by the way, you've Germany, and which was, it was nice and stuff, but I do feel sorry for Messi. I kind of wanted him to win it just because he's such a fantastic player, and you know, he could see he was tired last night. I'm not sure if he's fully fit. He picked up an injury in December and January, and I think you know, it took him a while to sort of get back to complete fitness, but he's played a ridiculous amount of games, and he had done all he could nearly on his own to drag that team to the final. So you know, look, the best team won, and over the course of the tournament.
Oh, I thought he was, it just went into a full stop and decided, I'm sick of talking to him, I'm out. But poor old Messi there had to make his way up, didn't he, to collect the golden boot, and that cannot have been easy for him at the end of all of that. But the Germans, they say, were pretty much untouchable by the end of it. I know my friend Monica with a K has been on to say that Weltmeister, that's what they're calling themselves now, masters of the world, in the football terms, which is, of course, was kind of predicted pretty much all around. I had drawn Argentina, and so I was quite hopeful, but unfortunately, that wasn't to be. But Dara, of course, lucky enough, Dara, you're back again. What about Messi? What about Messi going up to collect his prize in the end?
I know it's a consolation stuff for the guy. It's a wonderful honour, but you know what he wanted was that gold trophy and the World Cup winners' medal. And you know, there's the comparisons with Maradona, which are unfair. I think he's a remarkable player, always will be. And I suppose the crowning glory would have been last night. And it's so hard. Like, I think in 4 years' time in Russia, he'll be 31, which is he's still only a kid. But you know, to get back to the final again and to have an opportunity like that. You know, it would be pretty special for him, but like, they can't have any complaints. I really enjoyed the game. I know I reading some stuff online last night, people kind of go, oh, it was kind of defensive, and Argentina didn't want to do this, and but
sorry,
I really.
Sorry, are you suggesting that people were angry online?
No, yes,
I don't believe what.
Oh dear!
So you say people went online about the World Cup final and said they were unhappy about something. That is
yes.
Stop all the press.
Yes.
Play me a song.
I know.
That's news, Justin. Stop the press.
I know, but hey, look, that's this, you know, that happens from time to time.
I know, it's weird.
It certainly is, but look, the best team won. They started, I think, just before we got cut off, we were talking about how Germany started in the competition, like they took Portugal apart, and then things kind of dipped, and there's this cliche about Germany that they're a great tournament team, and, you know, they are, and they grow into the thing, and they know how to handle, you know, being sort of locked in a 5-star or 6-star hotel prison, and, you know, they that they think very much about what the fellas do. And look, I know at the same time it's easy when you're winning and it's easy when you're progressing through the competition.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't argue with them. They're fourth World Cup, and it's a young bunch. They kind of, they've another cliche about golden generation of players, and there's some serious young talent in that team, you know.
What do you think was the knockout moment for you in the World Cup? Like, be it drama or score or team or moment, was it 7-1 that match last week?
Yeah, I think so. And I did read online, Scolari is gone, the Brazilian coach, he's quit. You know, it would be that. I think that's such a massive moment in world football, that you have the aristocrats, the great entertainers, you know, the country that gave us the beautiful game, and Pele and Zico and all these kind, and Ronaldo, and they were absolutely torn asunder 7-1. That's we spoke the morning after that. It was massively uncomfortable, I found, watching it. And you know, you can't fault Germany. Oh, they just kind of, we kept going and we kept scoring goal after goal after goal after goal and all that stuff. But, you know, there were other comments, I think, from Cannavaro, who was Italy captain in 2006, and he was kind of saying, you know, he was uncomfortable watching it. If I was the captain of the opposing team, I would have said, look, lads, relax, calm down, let's not do any more, because they, you know, they've sent Brazilian football back into the dark ages. There is that, and the other thing that pops into my head this morning is Suarez, who's now a Barcelona player, and the bite on Chiellini of Italy. And, you know, people made jokes about it at the time. Again, we spoke about it the next day too, and it's just... it's a moment I won't forget. It's one of the, if you think of the top three or four images from this World Cup, that's one of them, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just going to be one of those tournaments that I think that people like you and your colleagues in the sports department are going to be now in anticlimax. You've been bad form. You'll be difficult to live with, actually, for about a week or two.
Yeah, I think I've been difficult to live with for the whole month, to be honest with you.
You'll be worse now with the low. You've had the high.
Yeah, no, but that's true. I have to say, there is, like last night, and, you know, you're watching this thing, sort of a big sense of anticlimax, that it's once it finishes, you know, because it just dominates everything. Like, I think we did, or he did 58 of the 64 matches live, and the ones that we didn't do, or 56, excuse me, the ones that we didn't do were the simultaneous games on the last day of the group, which feels like about 3 years ago. But, you know, look, it's a fantastic experience. It's a great tournament, and we were delighted to cover it, and we were delighted that so many people chose to watch it on RTE.
Okay, quick couple of points. Obviously, the Messi getting the golden ball was a great result for him, and it might have been something of a consolation prize. There's somebody else says, no way, he deserved. What about Rodriguez, Tim Howard, Muller, Robin?
Look, you can make really good cases for all of those players. You know, Rodriguez is a new star of the world game, the young man from Colombia, and you have to call him James. He doesn't like to be called James. He won't even turn around, I'm told, if they address him as James. But look, it's an easy mistake to make. Robin was fantastic as well. Wonderful goals. I don't know where he's going to be playing his club football next season. He does annoy people with the exaggerating the dives thing. I think he's a wonderful player. You know, Tim Howard with the record number of saves. You can go through all of those things and make those cases and make those very strong arguments for those players. But, you know, look, it's that's the beauty of football as well, that it's all about opinions when people look at it, and one person sees a different thing to what somebody else will see.
Darius, so Anthony wants to know what was your goal of the tournament?
Oh, now that's I'll tell you, I have two. I have, actually, do you know what? Now you've mentioned Rodriguez, I have three.
You're only allowed of one, Darren. You have to get off the fence and name one.
No, I want three. And the morning that's in it, you'll allow me to have three. I am in bad form, and I'll have a go at you.
I will have three.
RVP, Robin van Persie, his goal for the Dutch, the Flying Dutchman, you remember the kind of, these are images that we're going to see for years, and we're going to be delighted seeing them. Tim Cahill with this volley over his shoulder for Australia against the Dutch, I think it was. Again, it seems like a lifetime ago. And then we'll have Rodriguez as well. But look, a toss-up between Cahill and RVP, both great goals.
I think you're going to give it to van Persie, actually, by the sound of your enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
check. Okay, last one. I hate to say it, but I really, really did not want Germany to win. I just like Argentina more, and I don't even like football.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. All right. Listen, hey, There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser. You know, I think I wanted Argentina to win it more just for Messi. But like he got them all the way to the final. I know people said that Maradona had done the same in '86 and '90. It's not quite the same because there were better players around Maradona in '86. Burshaga, yeah, Valdano, yeah. All these guys. And you know, listen, he'll be very disappointed this morning. But anyway, Angela and her team were very happy last night.
Angela Merkel thinks they're working. Yeah. All right, Dara. Obviously, well done to Mayo yesterday. That's where you were with the Connacht final.
Yeah, they were super. Yeah, they were very, very good. I think maybe only playing at about 70%. Galway have a young team, a coming team. There's a young lad, Shane Walsh, talking about future stars. He's only 20 and he played centre forward. And he's going to be one to watch in the future. But Mayo, they're back in the quarterfinals again and they look really good.
I suspect you're going to spend a lot of today reintroducing yourself to your family. Is that part
of
it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Exactly.
My name's Dara, I'm your father.
Yes, this is a picture. Look, we do know each other, you know.
We met once.
Yes,
in the early 90s.
Exactly. I know. Look, it's been a very difficult, difficult is the wrong word, but you know what I mean? We've all had to adjust to kind of get used to doing this thing. It's why it's only every 4 years, because nobody would be able to cope, you know. But I've loved it. It's been a wonderful experience.
Well, we wish Bill the best as he says goodbye, and we wish you the very best as you say hello, because so it begins. But the start's very auspiciously. Well done, Dara, and enjoy the few days.
Ryan.
And thanks for your contribution to the show. We greatly appreciate it.
Anytime. I was delighted. Thank
you're
you very
a patient
much.
Man.
Great to talk to you.
Look after yourself and that throat, and good luck with the next week. Take care, Dara.
I have to stop shouting. Cheers, Ryan.
See you later. That's Dara Maloney from the sports department joining us on the line this morning from Castlebar, where he was looking after the Mayo boys last night, and commiserations to Galway in that regard.